As we have seen the last 3 days, today we celebrate the Ember Saturday at the end of the month of September, a time which, since the times of the apostles who instituted these things many, many centuries ago, 19 centuries ago at least, we pray for those who are to be ordained to sacred orders, whether it be the subdiaconate, the diaconate, the priesthood, or the episcopate. And of course, in these days, there are some who have been installed, as I mentioned the other day, a new archbishop for Mobile, a new archbishop for New Orleans, all from the command of His Holiness, Pope Leo XIV, gloriously reigning. And so we need to pray for them. They have need, tremendous need of prayer. But we also have tremendous need of prayer for our own seminarians and future priests. As I mentioned to Father Deacon Aaron Zanka yesterday, as we were talking, and he was showing me a little altar that he was making for traveling, I said, "Well, I hope you fasted and abstained from meat today." I said this yesterday. He said, "Of course, it's Friday." I said, "No, no, no, no. Young, remember, today is Ember Friday, and these prayers are for you. You are about to be ordained a priest in a few months. These prayers are for you. You will need them terribly, as we can testify ourselves." And of course, we ourselves, personally, in our parish, have been struck very hardly, very ferociously by the devil and his minions in the last few days, and we will be even more in the next few days. And you have to just receive it, take it as a man, in a sense, and as a woman, for those who are women, and give it to Mary to give to Jesus, offering all these things. And this is the spirit of the Ember days, days of sacrifice for those who are to be ordained, for those who are in different places, in different capacities to lead the holy people of God in this earth at this time. In addition, today, of course, we celebrate a very special feast for some, Saints Cosmas and Damian, and they are patron saints of medical doctors and those who serve the medical profession. And of course, they were brothers, they were converted, and among the things that they did is that they did not charge their patients as much as all the other doctors. Sometimes they did not charge them at all. And the pagans wondered, why are they doing this? And so they approached them and they said, "Well, we do this for the love of Jesus." And they said, "You mean you are followers of this Jesus of Nazareth, who is said to have risen from the dead?" And they said, "Yes." And so they beat them to a pulp, and then finally they beheaded them in the year 283, right at the beginning of the time of the Emperor Diocletian, who so ferociously persecuted the church. But the ferocity of the persecution preceded the peace that was to be established by St. Constantine the Great and his mother, St. Helena. So sometimes it gets really, really tough, really, really rough, and then all of a sudden, it's like dawn coming forth in the midst of the darkness. And so we beseech Almighty God to give us strength and to give us perseverance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.